It's a big day at Ballarat yesterday with the launch of the synthetic track. Brad Verwiller rode a double there yesterday, and he's going to give us an appraisal of how the track played. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, Matt. How are you going?
Well, first of all, congratulations. You're continuing to make solid progress.
Yeah, no, it was great. A couple of winners certainly was pretty fitting. Nice to have a good day out.
Yeah. Well, the Ballarat Synthetic made an unexpectedly early debut because it was supposed to launch in a week or so's time, but the course proper became too heavy, so they shifted it over to the Synthetic. So we bounced the ball yesterday. What was your overview?
Yeah, it was a successful day. Look, at the end of the day, we were able to get the meeting to go ahead, and that's a big win to begin with. But the track itself really stood up fantastic. They always sort of felt at Geelong, especially, you know, you sort of quite often on the synthetic there, that your horses could jar up quite easily. It would sort of race quite firm, and the best part about yesterday was it just seemed to be the thing for the horses that sort of feel. The only feel of your horse sort of jarring on it, and I think that was the biggest tick for mine.
It almost looks soft and fluffy, doesn't it? What does it compare to another? Does it compare best to Pakenham, perhaps? Or
yeah, definitely, I'd say that. But it's certainly still a bit different in its own way. I mean, it was still sort of the oily fibres. Like Pakenham, you know, I guess you could say that part of it seemed the same, but it certainly felt under the horse that it just felt nice underfoot. You know, like it still was a good track, but it sort of felt, like I say, the best word for it is just forgiving to the horses, which was fantastic.
Do you think, does it feel a bit unique? Does it feel like it might be a specialist's track? As in horses for courses, well, horses who like it or like it, and horses who don't won't?
Not exactly that it feels that way, but of course it will be, because, you know, there is absolutely horses that like a good track, like a wet track, and horses that really thrive on the synthetic. So I'm sure that it will be the case that there'll be some horses there that really thrive and other horses that don't adapt.
I remember tuning in late, and there was a long odds on who just went nowhere on it, but that was probably isolated. Smallish fields, a bit on pacerish perhaps, but I wonder whether that was tempo related. Did you get a sense that it was a track where you could come from anywhere and win?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was the biggest thing. I thought they did win pretty much from everywhere. There was a horse that came from, admittedly, it was quite a bit better than them, but but they were winning out in the middle. They won on the inside. I certainly didn't get any sense of you've got to be in the first three, or that you needed to be doing anything drastic. So, you know, look, it's obviously quite fresh still at the moment, and we'll see how it sort of plays out in the future, but. Yeah, I think it was a big ticket for the club, and look forward to getting it back there next Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the jockeys that were spoken to by racing.com certainly gave it the thumbs up. So a very successful launch. Good on you, Brad. Good luck. Well done yesterday, and good luck in coming weeks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.